gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Lawcrimes. Hello.
Evening, brothers. Evening. We should address immediately, though. If you're wondering what's going on for today's episode, particularly audio listeners, make sure we'll try to describe it as we go. But recently, there was the Las Vegas Open. In fact, I believe that's where Colin is right now.
Yes,
that's
where Colin is
there right now.
They're getting inside scoops. Yes. Colin is, as he said, he's knocking on people's room doors because he wants to meet people there.
I just like the, family guys, just like, how's it going? And it's just like, how's it going, Colin? Emperor's children. Thanks, Colin. That's just him just seeing all the reveals, just. It's pink or purple. Thanks, Colin. And then off it goes. And I think Arthur Bone's there and some other folks. So yeah, hopefully he's having a good time.
I think because remember we a few of us before we get into the episode, I would say this is the last. God, I'm being attacked by Empress Children already. This is the last phase gets open. We're doing a little quick reaction to We're going to have a long reaction to all the new models and all that stuff revealed. Obviously, we have some extra lore knowledge that we're going to add on top of it. Some of us here are particularly super hype about some of the things that are gonna come up in the video. There will be a proper episode as well, just like another lore one for you guys, but we just wanted to do something extra. And obviously with Colin basically being in Las Vegas, is kind of we're all together in some points there. I did catch
here in spirit
Thankwell in the chat earlier saying he's, Mr. Howell does no longer read the comments section because of us. I mean, you kind of write when someone is like properly on your case every week, my dude. I appreciate it. Anything else? Like, obviously, for the audio listeners, we're going to try and describe what's going on. There's a couple of different things: Age of Sigmar, Warhammer, the Old World, and 40K, Horus Heresy, all that good stuff. Particularly we're again excited for a thing we know coming up. It's in the thumbnail, you kind of can guess, but we're going to kind of go straight into it. But we will be chatting alongside the reveals as well, because they have lots of filler, as we know, lots of filler nonsense they're talking
about.
We're
not going to play the audio, ha 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 ha, so we don't get right claim,
because you will hear us.
Maybe in the edit I'll put like some background music just to make it like it's like
in the space soundtrack.
Just something to help. Oh, there you go. That's it. I'll put that in just for you.
Bro, I've read Goon in the chat at least 10 times since I've... Unbelievable. Thankwell's like in my Discord year. Now, freaking talking about Gooning and Jakiros and... Oh, my gosh.
The year of the brain rot. This year is the year of the Gooning. You got a couple of donations, were you going
to say? I was like, there's a particular shout-out because our resident... man, Mr. DJ Beast did say in the chat that he had a date, I think, tomorrow.
Huge,
put in the chat, you know, good luck for Mr. DJ Beast. I believe his exact comment, I can't find it, but it was, he's not gonna shart himself like Colin does. So I think it was something
straight
like that.
Into the exercise ball in Hal's background. What do you mean?
Also,
we talk about saying good luck to you and you're putting this kind of stuff in our freaking chat. Unbelievable.
Also, I'm just going to put it out. DJ Beast also said earlier, Andy about to call me a slur. I'm Indian. What are you on about? I love you. You're my best meme man. You make the memes and it's good.
All right, we'll play the video. We'll keep chatting. But
I'm sorry, says DJ.
Particularly, this is like, anyone has any questions for us as well, they want to shoot it to us. We are full chat mode today. If there's any lore things or if there's any stupid comments, we're ready to receive them. Though I think Andy will just we'll hit it and then we'll just keep it going.
Hit it, but with consent.
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
I will say, do we remember like the last preview show that I think I wasn't awake for, but it was like 3 a.m. or something, and you guys all stayed up for it. And it was by far the worst. I think my favorite part, like, there was nothing new revealed. It was essentially a review of what has previously been revealed.
Gosh. That was crushing. That was so crushing. I remember that now. I forgot about it. Now I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot about it too. What was it even about? What event was it?
I think it was Adepticon. It was one of the reveals in which they I believe this is the first reveal coming up, though. So again, just for the audio listeners, I do think this is either Underworlds or Age of Sigmar.
Age of Sigmar. Don't worry, it's fine. We don't care.
I saw a picture of a cool Age of Sigmar thing. Oh, it's death. Oh, it's death. We're so
skeletons.
Back. I'm going to lose
skeletons,
all my money.
Arrow guard.
I love vampire counts. I love vampire counts.
The living shall abide.
I love Twilight.
Just describe what we're currently seeing. We are seeing undead skeleton boys in rocking grimdark medieval armor, barrow knights. It's very again, like, I don't even how best to describe this, though. This is like, as a bit of a Lord of the Rings like color palette aesthetics. Or a white king, if anyone remembers from Warhammer the Old World, like white kings are undead, essentially skeletons. Oh, I sold my Gravelord box set.
Is nice stuff. That's nice stuff. I love this. I've always loved Graveguard and Black Knights and stuff for vampire counts.
Is there a possible, I don't know, I think they'll keep talking about it. There might be a still shot. We'll get a good example and we can describe it to the boys here, though. Mm-hmm. I think because particularly with Age of Sigmar as well, like even looking at the current shots now, they have the rust effect is. Oh, can we pause it there, Andy? Pause it on the.
Those knights are pretty large.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I think that's a spearhead, though, because it looks like to be a spearhead.
You can see in the captions. There's 20 barrow guard, 5 barrow knights, and then the white king on horse. It looks like.
Basically, retained.
And if you didn't hear it, I think Hal did a cum.
Excuse me.
You went oh when I paused it. It was quite disturbing, to be honest.
Thank was written something in the chat. I literally cannot read out loud. That is just crazy.
Do we want to read some donations while they talk about the thing?
I'll just describe it very quickly, just for the audio listeners, though. Okay. For you boys, we appreciate you though. Essentially, again, they lean very heavily into the undead. This is sold by Gravelords from Age of Sigmar. Obviously, undead skeletons, though. And the color palette's like a really nice mix. I think all the armors are kind of heavily patinaed, which is pretty damn sick. The sculpts are...
What does that word mean?
Patina is like is particularly like a rusting, but it's often described in like brasses and coppers. So like the light, you know, how it patinas to shades of like turquoise. So if people do miniature painting, they want to make it, you know, particularly if anyone paints Death Guard, they want to have all any bronze parts, they can just water down a light blue and shove it into areas like that. The helmets are pretty reminiscent of the old world design of the White King. If anyone actually plays Total War Warhammer, it's pretty close to a lot of the skeleton.
I love the White Kings too.
The color palette's different on this one, but the sculpts, I have to say, the sculpts are amazing. A lot of two-handed, like unique blade shapes as well. The cavalry section looks pretty good on the skeleton horse. Everything's armored up, and I mean, there's one guy top middle who literally has a lance, that's like in an actual like kind of couch position, which is pretty damn cool. So lovely. I think we can probably continue.
There's
then
one on the top right who looks very horny because he's got a big horn.
TJB says Hal hates the working class, bro. What are you talking about?
That's pretty freaking funny,
bro.
We get through some donos.
We do have some donos.
Okay. Blade Shirt Music, thank you for the $5. Thank you very much. This one goes out to all those EC players who have been edged this whole time only to be given beautiful subwoofer guns. Yes, I'm very pleased. I've been edged for 12 years. Seth, thank you for the $4.99. Much love for you all today. When are we getting a tabletop sim stream? Hopefully soon, actually. I've challenged Hal and Colin to fight me on the channel.
We played a little bit off screen just to get used to it. So we're ready, I think. We're ready.
I want to destroy Colin on live TV. That is my desire. Arch Warlock, thank you for the $2. Bribe to do something with Sotek. What do you mean by this? We could do Sotek someday.
Lawmaster of Sotek, maybe?
Or the actual Sotek god from Warhammer the Old World. Mm.
Shark Bornmir, thank you for the $5. Since Fulgrim has spent 10,000 years getting bukkakied by Slaanesh, is he crusty or sticky? You're a vile person. But thank you for the donation.
What if, yeah.
He's probably both at the same time, if we're being real. All right, Nick Knack 3587.
Oh, new one. Thank
you very much for the $5. I don't think I've seen you on here before. Welcome to Lord.
Welcome, Brothers. Brother. Welcome.
If the Emperor's children's strongest soldier, Eli, isn't just a little bit happy right now, there is no pleasing him, lol. Thanks for all of the fun, you guys. You are very welcome. I am pleased. I believe it or not, I'm not unhappy about Warhammer all the time. I'm happy about. I'm very happy about the Emperor's children, and I'm very happy about the Eldar. I recognize real all right. Real recognizes real. If they're doing bad things, I'm gonna be mad about it. If they're doing good things, I'm gonna be happy about it. All right, do you guys want to read the rest?
I think this is targeted towards us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andy, do you want to take this one? Just
I'll take this if you don't want me. Okay. Caleb Collins for $2 saying, you're European, you're more likely to hate them. Who's that?
Probably the working class is what he's talking about.
What do you mean, you?
Oh, the working class. Oh, I see.
What do you mean, you people?
And H. Mialov for $2. A bit late, but have a great year, guys. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Buddy.
Thank you for
all. We have to work it. It must be Bulgarian something. We appreciate you, brother. We see you in the chat a lot.
Bulgarian split squads.
That sculpt is gorgeous, though. They got a fin decoration on the front, which is quite different to a lot. I mean, it could be a like Ideneth looking creature part almost.
I feel bad for Hal's mom because birthing you must have been painful.
Why would you?
Hal's not a gigantic fellow.
Bruh. We missed also. There's another sculpt. There was the ancient barrow, I just believe saw as well, which is quite. We had a. I don't know if we can see that back again. And it's like very small. That's only a few seconds ago, I think. But it was this sculpt of the. Oh, it's a vampire coming up. Maybe. Stay on the vampire. Stay on the vampire.
I just tabbed out of this. Oh my gosh.
God, that is a vampire.
I love the red armor. Oh my gosh, we are so back. Well, this is the Eli freaking year of Warhammer, dude. Eldar, vampires, Emperor's children. I'm literally winning. I'm winning so hard.
He's got
right
like
now.
A, he's got like a, you know, he's got like a piss cup in front of him, but it's blood.
My country isn't shit. I was just going to say. Warhammer's going well, so I'm happy.
I was just going to say, if Hal didn't do a come before, he definitely did now, and Eli was right there with him.
You know,
they look like great minis.
I owned plastic, nice. Of course.
I like how the tears on the skin of the dragon are like, they have like a 3D you can see underneath and like painting in the nooks and crannies. That's
like they're draped like over that. The bone of the wings as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like, it's a shame because like Blood Knights is still like the most interesting thing I ever found about Old World stuff. I love those.
I always wanted them as a kid. Gorgeous. Metal models, so it was like $100 for 5 of them. So I was never able to get them. Maybe someday though.
Damn. I say, like, they really like the people who do Age of Sigmar, particularly, they cook so much. Yeah. These guys, yeah. Though,
well, it's a bit of a thing these days, isn't it? They're like, hey, it's like the Warhammer 40k sculptors, and it's like, and then Age of Sigmar just flexing, making so many cool designs. Like, why aren't they in the Warhammer 40k team? Come on,
Hal drinks pee confirmed. Nice,
don't
look at that thing.
Well, the dragon comes separate as well, though.
I like him.
I don't know what I could use that for in like a 40k thing in which I could take a dragon skull
like
and
nothing is big enough. It feels like
I wouldn't learn it like because I've been
like a Muleth Vortex beast, but they'll be that's probably too big of a base though, isn't it?
They're like oval bases as well, so yeah, it wouldn't fit perfectly. I think for because I've been trying to design my own custom I might debut on the channel, like show it off at some point though. Like my own like custom chapter thing because I want to play Grey Knights, but I didn't want to buy Grey Knight models. So I've been, I mean, I'm currently, I don't even have it.
Excuse me.
It is not a meth bag, but I'm like currently building together like different squads. So I'm building together like different strike squads and Brotherhood Terminators.
I have a billion tiny meth bags of Chinese Warhammer models in my house. No, I can't. Angry Homunculus says to turn the dragon into a Helldrake. That is a good idea, even if the Helldrake is a very if he's not very good, but it's okay. I love them.
My
I'm getting invited to play Dota 2 right now. Just letting you guys know, I'm missing on Dota 2 time right now.
God, that's an hour and a half of his life.
I would never play.
Can't get back.
Hey, call and install Dota 2. It's only a matter of time before we get the lore crimes.
I played Dota 2
going.
I played Dota 2 when I was
huge. It's coming.
16.
It's gonna happen.
Damn, it's been a while.
Andy, you will succumb. You will succumb to the Dota 2.
I'm not doing it.
Dota 2 stream.
I've never played Minecraft and I'll never play Dota. I've made my
followed by the epic rap battles tier list.
Well, yeah, if we play Dota 2, DJ Beast can be our fifth player. We could actually have the DJ Beast Lore Crimes Dota 2 stream.
No
that's
way.
That's crazy
dude.
Stuff.
Oh, God.
DJ Beast has Dota. He plays freaking Pudge.
What is a Pudge?
Don't.
Is Pudge still mid at the point? As point as in mid lane.
By mid, you mean bad? Yes, but yeah, he is still. What you can Gen still play Z him as mid.
Is Pudge still mid?
People play him.
Skibbity Riz.
People
what's
play
going on?
Just position four, usually. Sometimes position five, so support. But he sucks, and I plight upon all Pudge players for ruining their team's games.
He doesn't even need any items.
Though. I don't know. MF. I just want to say. Friends Ooh. Don't let friends play Dota 2.
That's a nice. Yeah. So currently on.
I like the little king fella at the bottom with the big crown.
He's nice. I think it looks he's like, already a model, right?
I say Soulblight Gravelords, like it really does give off. I said it a bit earlier though. I think the colors they choose almost gives like a Lord of the Rings esque vibe
yeah,
from
Return
it.
Of the dude, yeah, Ghost like, fellas.
Yeah,
I like it very much. Shark Boromir, League of Legends better than Dota 2. You're breaking my heart right now. I thought you were goated, bro.
all my boys are playing League at the moment, though, and I'm left out. I feel sad.
Good. Never. Do not New touch book. That game. Do not touch it.
New book by David Anandando. Book.
Is that an army book? That doesn't seem like a. Is that a novel?
I mean, that's a novel book. It looks like a novel book because it's one author.
Oh, cool.
The thing Can't is, I always see the Age of Sigmar novels on Audible. I'm like, yeah. I'll never read them.
DJB says he's literally playing it right now.
Ages of Black Lives. Oh, wait, that's cool. I have not read any Age of Sigmar books, but I know.
I thought she was dead at the moment.
Hell's Lost.
Is this Mira? Is it Mira or Mina?
I don't know. Yes. I also don't remember.
I haven't read any of her novels.
Minka-lesque, yes.
I liked the guy who was missing like half of his face.
If anyone's wondering, like there was a preview, just obviously for the audio listeners again, there's a preview. I wouldn't say the 40k one I know too much about is a she's a guard officer, but the dark elf who's in the Age of Sigmar range as it is on screen now, though the face looks a bit off, but she was kind of a companion for Gotrek for quite a few of his novels. So if anyone's checked out any of Gotrek's Age of Sigmar work or novels, she shows up quite a lot in it. I think. She's quite good in it. I've enjoyed her character as well because she's kind of like does not like him at all, but she's like, oh my god, he's so amazing though, and she hates it. But she's also sort of incredibly annoyed by this stubborn dwarf, not Dwarden.
I'm happy to have a dark elf model. Simple as.
Although I hope it's a sequel one. So last time we left off, she was like taken captive by Idaneth, and they had one of their weird. Colin talked about in the Idaneth Deacon episode where like they had their own kind of demigod creatures and Gotrek slew one, but then she kind of got caught behind and she saved his life. Interesting to see if they do that. Because I like anything to do with Idaneth Deacon in Age of Sigmar is a massive pull because I clearly your Innsmouth whiz boy loves anything underwater.
Calls to him.
Do we have any more donations, I think, Andy, as well?
Would you like to read these ones, Hal?
Sure. Caleb Collins for $2. Why is Talvar better than Slaanesh? Or is it Slaanesh?
I love Tal. I love Slaanesh.
Sykes, 10 quid. Cheers, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you all for making this hobby extremely welcoming and allowing me to know more about the lore. When are you going to get a beginner to expert on the system? I mean,
good question. Eli
actually has been talking about this for a long
time. I'm going through their books. When I am ready, it will happen. Also, cool comments are on screen right now.
When Eli does an episode, though, like Eli prepares a lot. So if Eli says he's going to do something, it'll be done well. Oh, this is
it'll
the
take
new...
a long time, though. I'm very honest.
The Minka sculpt is good, though.
She looks neat. The paint, I think her face is painted a little bit weird, but it looks cool.
It is the whole squad, though.
Snake. Oh, that is a nice Karmasaur.
Interesting posing, though. He looks shy. He's like, ooh. I have my little power axe behind
holding the axe behind him there.
Shy, feeling cute, might cut off a heretic's face later.
DJ Beast just invited me to play Dota 2. That's crazy.
Old world.
Elves.
Okay, that was Eli coming.
This could be huge. This could be huge. If we get high elves, we'll get dark elves. This is huge. Holy
now, Colin
frick.
Probably saw this earlier today, and that's why we probably haven't heard from him for a while because he's in a coma.
He needs some rest after coming
so huge. So gigantic
white lion chariots. God, what's it? Is it Illyrian Reavers?
Been a bust.
High Elf Spill. High Elf Spearman. I can't say that word. High Elf Spearman. God,
man, I love those models. I love the old world models.
It's still the old sculpts though, as well. They look good.
I'm happy that they're unchanged, even if they're going to cost three times more than they did before. But whatever.
I must say they. I have no real concept of what they used to look like, but they seem to retain that. They kind of look retro, even though they're brand new.
I mean, they're the same models as before. I don't think they're. I don't know if there's any new. Well, there probably is some new sculpts, but generally, most of those are the same. I think the chariot might be new, the lion's chariot, but I feel like probably not.
I did hear
they're the same models. They're the same models. They just cost what new models cost because it's GW 1 billion IQ exploit your customers strat. Yeah.
They do. There was recent news about Games Workshop are buying another factory and storage place because they want to. They essentially, like, as you probably many of you who are listening or many of you who buy one models, a lot of the ranges are particularly out of stock or it takes a long time to come back in stock, particularly Horus Heresy or Old World. So
got gold jaws saying how these are those look really nice. He's talking about I already forgot what it's called. Let me look at me. The Isle of Blood, whatever box set that came with like 500 points of Skaven and 500 points of High Elves, and it was like $100. You're going to get the half of that box, but it's going to cost you $300 now.
Damn.
Well, we'll some time, let's also go through.
Oh, Angry Homunculus for £2. Eli, play Ryla's Crystal Scepter.
That's a Crystal Maiden from Dota 2. I don't know.
It's a new sculpt.
It's the mini. Oh.
A new High Elf sculpt.
The Trident. Oh,
pretty frick, good.
Trident.
Pretty good.
Kayla Collins for $2. LOL, 40k, or Dota? Which fan base is more
hard? This is a hard question.
Dota, surely.
Not 40k. No.
Dota will yell at you. 40k is all right. And LOL is just immediately slurs.
Oh, that's a nice model. I cannot describe the depths of terror. I cannot describe the Dota 2 community in words. 9 out of 10 games, you will get the worst human beings on the planet on your team if you are not playing with your friends. I'm not an exaggeration at all. Everyone hates you. Everyone wants to kill you in real life. Nobody likes you in Dota 2.
The thing is,
nobody wants to have fun.
It makes sense, though. But it makes sense because it's quite an old game. Yeah. So the only people who are still playing it are really invested players, which means they care a lot about winning and playing.
And they're playing at like mid rank. They've been playing for all these years, but they've never gotten better because it's one of those games that you have to invest homework time in to get better. So they're even more mad because they lose all the time and they think it's other people's fault. And yeah, it's crazy. I guess that's the answer to your question. I guess Dota 2 is probably
40k has changed a lot though because now there's so many more people into it,
40K community,
which means it actually it makes it better though because there's more regular people who. When you have a 9 to 5 and you've also basically got you have friends as well. You don't have time to be a douchebag because no one will play with you.
And there's different spheres, like there's the painting side, the lore side, the game side, the tabletops and video game. There's so many different, whereas Dota 2, it's just like I'm winning the game and it's competitive.
DJ Beast said his two cousins who played Dota 2 got divorced after they started playing. So take that as you will.
Right, the two cousins together.
Do we want to read the one last donation and then get onto this two last donations? And then get onto this nice model.
Shark Boromir, 1,074 for the 10 Canadian.
Thank you.
Where
very much.
Discord? I must send you my cursed thoughts in a more direct manner.
Lore Crimes Discord is coming. I have a Discord. It's called Grimdark Gains. I'll put the link in the chat. But Lore Crimes one is coming. I just need we need our guy to make it, basically.
It's Caleb Collins for $2. When's the Elder Scrolls pub quiz beginner days? God, I'll be, decides it. Yeah.
It'll be
I know my Elder Scrolls lore almost as much as my Skyrim one, unfortunately. But I don't think we can handle that episode. But Colin will have to be there for it. But back to
the best game anyway, so. This guy.
It's
pretty cool.
That is really nice. That is awesome.
White Lion of Chase, is it? Or
hand on his shoulder.
For the audio listeners, though, the is a different, is a variation of the traditional High Elf scheme, though. So this one's obviously has like highlights of red. I do believe it's from a different faction. That's, if you play like Total War Warhammer, they do come from their own faction, or this might be the particular. There's a unique character who's also the head of the White Lion Guard in the Old World slash the Ulthuan Donut that they live on in their seas. although I know he's on Chariot at times as well, though, but it's pretty clean. Might be one, this implies that it's one of the newer sculpts they've added to it. I think they've mostly just done HQ models, but I mean, he's wearing golden lion pelts, though. I mean, again, really clean, clearly been up to date, really nice. Oh yeah. My god, I just saw that. Yeah, press play, Andy.
Bless your soul. Bless your soul. Thank you so much. Heed the Karnix for 99.99 European pounds. Monies. Jesus. That's like $1 trillion Canadian dollars. Thank you very much. You guys make it possible for Lore Crimes to exist. Here's some money for the new models, guys. I'll bless you. I will be spending it. As always, wishing you the best. Here's hoping we get Chaos Dwarves for the Old World at some point. That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much. Oh my, that's really generous. Thank you so much.
That will help with the impending financial doom when the Eldar and Emperor's Children come out.
I mean, I don't know. They haven't said what price the box sets, all the even
billion dollars.
I think
on the box it doesn't come with Lucius either. I'm gonna have to buy the $80 Lucius model by himself, probably.
I'm worried, like if particularly how the Emperor's Children might play, because there doesn't seem to be any. Term, unless there's anything else coming.
I don't know. If Phoenix Guard Terminators would be really nice. I kind of expected them to exist. They might come later, though, I guess. It's not going to be an army with four units, so there will be access. It might just be regular Chaos Space Marine Terminators, and you can just take them in Emperor's Children.
Most likely, I think. Because I play World Eaters as well, and like when the World Eaters debuted, they had Khorne Berserkers, they had Exalted Eight Bound, which are in the same sculpt but just different pieces as well. They did have Lord Invocatus and a Lord on a Juggernaut, the Juggernaut Rhino looking guys from the Khorne range, obviously Angron as well. So there wasn't a huge amount. And then they did have Jackals, though, so they had their own cultist unit.
Well, there's another codex on the wall, isn't there? Because I saw the thing with the roadmap. It's like, you've got Empress Children now. There's still the World Eaters, Death Guard, and Thousand Sons are getting a codex soonish. Yeah. So I guess they've just been like, here's some World Eaters. And then there'll be like even more on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with the Empress Children, though, like if it's with their release, though, it's very light infantry heavy. I wonder if there's any heavy infantry that are new that will come with their range. Because even the Death Guard came with new, like the World Eaters came with new stuff. So
Phoenix Guard Terminators would be great. I'm not going to hold out for it, but it'd be nice.
I believe Armies on Parade. I would recommend people who are audio listeners to go check out some of the things on either Black Library. The community page, or just check out the stream if you can, because there's so many Armies on Parade essentially is a showcase of different armies and people done gorgeous stuff. There's no way to describe how amazing some of these people are creatively with their different armies, though. I finally did decide on my new scheme, though, for my new army. I decided white undercoat, heavy, the most vibrant, disgusting pink you've ever seen. Then I'm gonna like do sponges of gray, and then the highlight will be like turquoise part, so it looks like someone I saw with like things people doing models for Trench Crusade, someone did one where it's like they're like, you know, like their arm was like cooling down from being like superheated, and so like the parts at the edges are like dark and silvery, and then on the inner core parts are like they're like a deep red, and I like that idea, but then just inverting the colors a bit.
Fancy.
I think the next part is Necromunda.
Necromunda.
That looks cool. I like.
It's brown.
That looks like some nice Mad Max stuff. Yeah.
A new threat lurks in the ash waste.
It's the worm thing.
Sand.
Oh, those guys look really cool.
Necromunda sculpts are really heavy on detail. Like a lot of them.
Yeah. Very chitinous.
Shadar Hunters.
They also make. They kind of like it's a mix of like swamp, but like dune-esque style armor in a weird way. Oh, I really like that. God.
Whoa.
Terrain. Wow.
These are really.
What is that?
Ruined Underhive sector.
If Terrain wasn't $1 billion, I would love to buy all of it.
I just wonder if you think that JW really doesn't. I don't think they have a proper concept of like getting terrain done. Like, why is there no version of like cheap terrain sold by Games Workshop?
I'll buy the Chinese version, baby.
I mean, to be fair, you could always 3D print stuff because you could just do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's so easy to 3D print terrain, so you would think they would need to start charging less for it. But
yeah. DJ Beast, I was not drooling while looking at the worms.
He was.
Chad, I do love my wife.
The sculpts here, though, of the Necromunda ones is like tattered cloth intermixed with parts of bone, which is actually quite
very bony. Lots of boners.
I think they're a proxy for good cultists. They're called the Waste Nomad Gangs, which is actually very
maybe you know, like Thousand Suns Desert theme or Alpha Legion cultists. They might be cool as. I don't know, but they look neat. Tell her you love her, bro. I tell her every day. Don't worry.
Bro, they're out here questioning our questioning our motives and our love. Damn. I think it's cool because I was watching some of the other Warhammer creators there, and some of them do speak quite highly of like just playing Necromunda. Like, it's quite enjoyable.
I have a friend who loves Necromunda.
I just don't know, like, if I could... The aesthetic doesn't grab me, though. Like, I'm not... like, I like Mad Max, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't like Mad Max like a franchise, if you know what I mean.
Would you say it's kind of a bit too mundane for Warhammer? Like, oh, it's a guy in some rags, cool, and it's like a guy with his shirt off with an axe. Okay. is that kind of why you don't like it, or...?
It just always feels like a concept. Like, it's something where I'd like to visit temporarily, not explore. Like with Warhammer or Lord of the Rings or things like Mass Effect or like other franchises, like you love the whole universe. Whereas things like Mad Max esque, I'd have a certain tolerance for, you know, I'd enjoy it for a little bit, but I couldn't. Like, I wouldn't base an army around it. I couldn't get too involved in it.
I'm also just not that into like kill team type stuff, so that's probably why I like the larger scale a bit better.
The sculpts here are nice, cool, but it's just like a bit of an arm with like a rag on it. There's like a color, like a hazard stripe belt.
You might like be able to satchel, like, cool. You might be able to make ad mech conversions with that as well. Actually, I think they would make for some cool Alpha Legion operative type stuff.
I know the problem with Necromunda. I saw the sculpt of the Gene Stealer, but like the Gene Stealer kind of hybrid-esque mutation thing, and that was like probably one of the nicest Gene Stealer sculpts that's ever been. Mm-hmm. I think the people who do Necromunda, they really do care about like a higher quality for their sculpts. They're always very heavy on detail, but again, I do wonder at some point, like, do Games Workshop just go, you know what I mean? Like, the old world wasn't making money, and I have to think, is Necromunda like making enough money to like
I don't know.
Justify all the resources pulled away from other things they do?
I guess it does. It has like 30 books, and they're all still viable to use, which is crazy. Also, someone in chat said, I miss the older cultists. This is Volks. I miss the older cultists that looked like they would fight for a sandwich and a bus ticket rather than the Dark Gods. That's so true. That is so true.
When I was getting back into Warhammer, and I thought the first army I'd want to, or like units I would want to paint, I wanted to do Night Lords. And I bought the cultists. Like, this is before they did any new cultists. I did the old cultists. And I actually threw out these models because they are like, I just thought no one is ever going to buy this off of me. And they kind of look bad. And I ruined them with like thick, you know, like thin your paints meme. Like, I had ruined these guys. And I was like a 25-year-old man. And I had ruined these.
DJ Beast said something
ridiculous. You're not even 30, are you?
No, not yet.
Like, that was like a long time ago. That wasn't a long time ago.
But like, it was before. I mean, we all had very different. Like, I had a very different life before we all did anything remote. Like, I have no previous work like experience that's related to doing YouTube or in video editing or anything like that. There's a massive weird career change though. You know, we all learn. somehow got into it though. Oh my god, you're talking about your wife still again. Eli,
if your wife was Mogan Raw and just returned from the Eye of Terror, but her head was 30% smaller, what would you do? I don't know, bro. Have a wife with that small head, I guess.
Oh, Colin's in the chat. He's got Vegas wrong.
Vemgus.
Nice. Hi, Colin. Hope you're having a lovely time. Please send regards to Horatio Noise Marines.
Horatio / Marines.
Bro, we're literally being edged all the way to the Emperor's Children release at this point, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were arguing earlier, well, not arguing, not the word for it, but we were deciding whether to do an Emperor's Law one or just to go straight into. I mean, there's so much stuff on display here, though, but we are way too gassed about these models to then not just talk about them the entire time. Because that's all we live for. Everyone, Colin, say hi to Colin, by the way.
Colin, you're winning. You're winning so hard right now, bro. Elves and Eldar.
Colin, did you actually, if you answered in the chat, did you get to play yet? And if you did, what's the score like? Did they play yet, or did they play on the weekend?
I don't know.
I always wonder, because they have quite a lot of creators that fly out, don't they, to the Las Vegas Open? Because I think a lot of them, like especially like Ninjon or Miniac, like a lot of the painters ones do that, because I think there's a certain amount they wish, like
elves. Holy frick!
Oh, old worlds.
This is huge.
Wood elves coming up soon.
Gosh, always wanted a wood elf army. Where's this meet?
Eli's always wanted wood. Now he gets to have wood. Eli's got wood.
Kaczynski autumn, elves, maybe.
Autumn or summer or winter, how would you paint them, Eli, if you had a...
Oh my gosh. Did you say autumn or summer?
Yeah, it's like what vibe would you go for your wood elf army?
I'd do probably spring. Spring or summer.
Ah, sweet spring.
Fall, if I was a goat, I would do fall, but that sounds too hard, so...
They're talking about Space Marine 2 currently on the stream, which is interesting because it's obviously, this is Games Workshop and not Focus Entertainment. Another PvP game mode. PvE maps. I saw that. Medics. PvE maps is a, that's new.
That is a tyranny for the gun.
Biovore. Cool. So we get to kill that in the game soon.
Well, you get to get pelted with more ranged weapons. Wow.
I was like, if there's just a few more PvE missions and then maybe one more, like this Biovore plus something for the Thousand Suns, I almost feel like when the Horde mode eventually comes back, like comes for the game, that'll be enough content to keep it going for quite a while.
Yeah. They need to overhaul the entire multiplayer experience to get me to come back to that game.
They're making new maps. I have no interest in it.
It's too little too late. It's too little too late. They released this game and it was half finished. And it's like, what the heck? You can't just add all these features a year later and expect me to like come crawling back to your stupid game.
I'm okay to put it down for a while because I think once the Horde mode comes out, I'll pick up the game again and then I'll play with it for a bit. So I'm not like that bothered about it.
It's like kind of inexcusable to me.
You're right, but it also, I'm no longer shocked because of the standard of what gaming is nowadays. Like, there's a massive gap between what they can do versus, like, there's either a massive technological gap between the demands of technology, well, like, even with, like, miniature making here, like, there's a clear gap between, like, how fast we used to get it when we were growing up versus how long it takes to cook things now. Which is really annoying and frustrating because it's like, bro, like there's so many in a weird way, there's so much stuff and yet there's not, like the things you like, they don't come out fast enough. Mm-hmm. So then you have to move on to the next thing.
So looking at these cryptic pictures, so I'm guessing this is all still fantasy stuff. Is the middle one those flying dwarf people? That looks like
That's a good guess.
Carrigan overlords?
Yeah. The left one looks like a Khorne thing, I imagine.
Yeah, something corny. And
the right one is like a, I don't know, a dragon. That could be any. Actually, the background buildings in that look like dark elf stuff. But then it also looks like there's like a wing in there that looks like a zombie dragon. So I don't know.
It wasn't similar to the one they had earlier. So it's not grave. It wasn't like oh my god, what are the vampire ones called? Not the the Red Knights? No, what am I thinking of? My brain's gone. Blood Knights. Blood Knights. Sorry, it's not Blood Knights. Or Zombie Dragon, like that. I think, well, I honestly, do you know that they have, like, on, like, one of the community, they do, like, the cryptic clue thing? I actually really hate them, because then you get really gagged. They did, like a wing recently, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my god, could that be, like, Blood Angels, or, like, something related, or something cool, Age of Sigmar? Mm-hmm. No, it's just a cherub. Bloody cherub.
Yeah. Some kind of slan?
The future is some eyeballs.
Lizardman?
It looks...
I don't know.
What could that be?
Oh, 40k.
Was it Malekith or Manlith or something?
Malekith would be nice. Fugan! Oh, Fugan, I love you, Fugan! I love you, Fugan!
Deathcore.
Keeping your fancy,
though. Fugan and Fulgrim on the same screen. Winning so hard.
Do you think if actually, you just had the
30k, I'd be so hyped if Fulgrim's going to lose, because every Traitor Primarch has to lose. If he lost to Fugan, I would be so happy. I would actually, oh my gosh. I would give.
Oh, is this the order of codexes?
I think so.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, this is what I was saying. I'm sure, like, yeah, we'll have, World Eaters, Death Guard, and Thousand Sons are getting their own codexes soon.
So Emperor's Children's coming pretty
idea, I think.
Hot on the heels, then.
Maybe.
Okay, more cryptic stuff.
Got a Salamander.
Black Templar.
Black Templar, Chaos Knight.
Grey Knight. And then,
it is a great
actual
knight.
Knights.
Yeah, Chaos Knights, I think.
I thought Knights were coming. I don't know if that's codex release, because they said Knights, Eldar, and Guard are coming first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think any of them have come yet. I'm not tripping, am I?
Probably. I don't know. A new Vulcan Hest Stand is probably going to be for the Salamanders, I imagine.
Oh, desperately needed.
That's a Space Wolf.
Maybe. I think his old model's cool.
I know where that picture's from. I've got it.
Wow.
What picture is it, though?
Wow.
Let me just find it for you. I saw that. And I was like, I know what that is. It's the one with Logan Grimnar on a chair.
Is that a chair? Where's the chair? Is it his, like,
No, he's not in a chair, but here it is. So, yeah. So if I go to here for a second. So you see this, like, frame. I then go stop screen sharing that and share this. Yeah. So it's this guy, look.
Oh.
Huh. I remember this pose, and then there's Logan. See? Yeah. I've got an eye for these details. I have a photographic memory, but I've got, like, good pattern recognition. So that's
he stared at enough Warhammer.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. That's I have to know what they look like. My brain.
It could be voting two Votan warriors.
These guys are just trolling. They're trolling.
Yeah, you need to be like, you know, when you're doing so many videos, you need to know where everything is and be like, yes, where's that picture of so-and-so? Oh, he's in this pose. Ugh.
I've had a theory that they might do a... Because after Space Wolves is like 11th edition, they might do Salamanders as his own army.
Where
then,
we go.
The artwork for it.
These are the ones I've already seen, so my reaction's unfortunately not raw, but I'm still so happy. They're nice. They're so...
Noise rings are gorgeous.
I like that. Nice. The anorexic guy's face. That's awesome.
I also like the guy at the front there. He had like a Power Rangers-esque.
Oh, the Horatio Marines! Horatio!
He pulls it on some of them. And
I love the Horatio guys. The freaking Coneheads. And this model's so cool, too. Oh, we're so bad. Eden's so good.
Do you notice that they're also a bit thinner? Like, as in, like, they're not as bulky. Yeah. But they're purposely kept thin.
It is pretty good.
You want them to be lean and mean, surely.
The good thing they've actually done as well with the range, a lot of the posing is really good, even just like for standard Marines. They're like, they're actually moving, or they represent.
I love the Coneheads
guy.
Freaking love that. I love the Horatio Marine.
He's literally here, like, you want to know how I got these scars? Yeah. I know how you got those scars. It was you. You did that to yourself.
He's freaky. It's great. He had abs too. He had abs, I'm pretty sure. Oh, that's awesome. This
guy, the flawless blades.
I think this one was my least favorite model. I like his armor, but I don't like his face as much.
Is it the tactical rock?
Kind of looks like a monkey.
Well, it's the teeth, isn't it? It's the teeth.
Hooves, though. I like that he has hooves. That's cool.
This reminds me of the film Guest House Paradiso.
A border prince in the chat. Hello, Mr. Prince.
In his nose.
They are sexy. I like the Buffalo Bill movements. The Eldar tricks to the design perfection. Yes, sir.
Caves are good. This guy's
awesome.
The Exultant. Lord Exultant.
Big stick with a big blade. What more could you ask for?
Yeah. I think it's multi-part, like, that one as well.
Also be a staff.
I think it's multi-part, this one, so there's other variations.
This model's so awesome too. It's so it's
that's like
a it's classic. It's classic looking.
On his back. That looks cool.
Yeah, the face is weird to me, but as meant
it's classic looking. It's awesome. It's simple. It's simple and fun.
For a mouth.
Yeah.
That's what you need. It's
like I just want to finish it, but they have like there's different textures in all parts of the armor. Like there's spiked, smooth, stretched skin to like. I don't think it's not an easy job, but like this is pretty high standard for like most of this. As in, like, just everything is so good.
I think they've learned their lesson from the last few releases, and they've done.
Is that one the generic one?
Lord Cacophonous. He's probably going to be like a Noise Marine leader.
Is he wearing like a weird version of like Terminator armor for an Emperor's Child? Because these are quite bulky legs.
I think he's just left. He's like their version of a lieutenant or lieutenant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'll just buff Noise Marines.
Lucius! I love you, Lucius!
Is that the Leia blade still?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't think that's the Leia blade still.
I don't remember him looking at the Leia blade in his book.
It doesn't look like it used to, but I'm sure it is. Just
I think it's still the Leia blade. It's just fancier. The classic codex on the Emperor's Children. That's my favorite Warhammer picture ever. It's one of them at the very least. Mm. Oh, man.
Poor nose.
Ugh. Yeah, I just don't like that guy as much. But everything else.
I think it suits it, though.
I must say. It's interesting how they've gone, like, with the mix of like pink and black. It's like the pink is being a bit more subtle than it used to be, which is interesting.
Mm. Like, oh man, Lucius's face is kind of off, but his model is so freaking cool. I love the Lash of Torment. Oh my gosh!
As a whole army together as well. Look how incredible that looks on the table.
Yep. Oh man, I'm very excited. I'm gonna have to get help to paint these, though. I'm not that good of a painter. We're so bad. Do we want to read some donations while these guys talk about?
I say stuff? It's nice that they got it right, though. Like, they actually nailed it.
I was worried, but we've done it. Mm-hmm. Glass Slaughter, thank you for the $5. Hey Eli, how is that effed Canadian housing market? Yeah, it's effed. It's bad. My country is in shambles.
The UK, from what I can tell.
It's bad. Caleb Collins, thank you for the $2. Eli, the true American, buying bootleg from China. China number one. Thank you for the $2. Dragon Tamer, thank you for the $5. Elf/Eldar fans just can't stop winning. So true, so real.
That'll be enough for another 20.
Maybe we'll get a good book even. Who knows? Caleb Collins, thank you for the $2. Okay, all right. Which Eldar deserves to be bubbled the most? What does this mean? Can either of you explain to me what that means? bubbled how? Explain in the chat and maybe I'll answer. Seth, thank you for the $2. Nice Eldar PFP. Eli, give me $5 for all these elves. Yeah, baby. But the Polite Squirrel, thank you very much for the $13.99. Very generous.
Thank you.
I would let the Ideneth eat my soul for some more models. I'm sure Hal agrees with you. Mm. Thank you very much, Mr. Squirrel. Shark Bornmere, thank you for the $5. Very much. The Salamander's release will be Vulcan. Rogel Dorn is going to stay dead forever. That's right. So true, King. Preach it. Ooh. Preach it, baby. Preach it.
Ooh. I think let
Rogel Dorn. I mean, it's boring, but still.
Do let Dorn stay. Or if Dorn comes back, like, he's Black Templar version Dorn. He's like, I've had enough. Kill them all.
Collins, YouTube censored kill in my comment. So which Eldar deserves to die? What do you mean? None of them. They work so hard to live, bro. It's so the Eldar existence is a tough one already.
Well, her name is Lelith Hesperax, the one who's like, I don't wear shoes and I like to stab people. She can die.
Yeah, all right, fair. DJ Beast Lore Crime says Dorn haters, and I'm one of them. I am one of them.
Okay, I had to ask Eli about the Fulgrim model, though, because would you be okay with it if it had like the 30k face but attached to this body?
Yeah, I think so. I think the paint job also is weird on it. Maybe that might be setting me off.
There's a lot more.
I don't hate the model. It is growing on me. I'm warming up to the model. I just think the 30k one is so much nicer and just more detailed. And
I think it'll be fine if it has like a lot of the bronze elements, I would have thought they'd be silver to match the rest of the other Empress Children.
Also, the 30k one has scales. This one is just smooth, which I think is way worse.
Yeah. I don't know what the bit in the front is as well.
When I saw he has like a helmet version, like Demon Primarchs wear helmets.
Yeah, how is he fitting those horns in that helmet? It's kind of
stupid.
I've literally just clocked it.
A hole in the top.
Did anyone else realize this? Because I didn't. I only just clocked it. The part of the front, his skin has been peeled back.
Yeah. Peeled back with like
with a symbol in it. Yeah, that is cool.
What's this?
How did I never clock that?
You don't want to know the answers for.
That is, I do like that.
That's where his Slaanesh hole is.
Okay.
It's very close to his crotch, so don't ask too many questions. It's kind of.
It is. I mean, like, I'm sure that that's in person. That's gonna look like it'll look so good in person.
Yeah. Wing membranes look like it's made of paper, says Quipper. That is true. They do look like crumpled paper.
You can paint it. You can always paint. I bet other painters who get their hands in this will do something really, really cool with it, though. It's like the like all the Demon Primarch models have, like, none of them are bad. They're all really good. So, and it just depends on the paint job, though.
Border Princes.
Border Princes, yeah.
Based in the scales from a metaphysical point of view, he shouldn't have changed from Heresy Fulgrim at all, as he is a demon. I agree. I wish he looked.
Maybe that's the hole which Rylanor blew a hole in him or something.
Yes.
I know. The only thing is, like, the Emperor's children do like to accessorize. I feel like if they had one look for even 5 minutes, they get fed up with it. 10,000 years, he's going to change up his look a bit.
Yeah, it is true, though. Like, I mean, every demon... Every demon character looks the same all the time, and they've existed for a long time. So Fulgrim changing only makes it kind of makes sense, but also, I don't know. He just looks so much cooler at the 30k one.
They're both still good, though. I think a lot of people will maybe proxy the 30k one, and then, like, I mean, no one's going to complain because it's... But the thing is, the wings on that one look like it might. How would you transport that thing?
Yeah.
I was going to say... Be careful transporting that.
Here's the box set, which I will be purchasing with my doubloons.
Is that I guess 10 Noise Marines, one of the generic lords. Are those just their standard legionary? So other is that 10? There's an odd number. Are they doing it in sevens? Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I don't think so. It wouldn't make
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 6, 8, 8, 8.
And it's also not. It's not zoomed out all the way as well. I think there's only 6 Noise Marines, which is kind of unfortunate. You can't take 10 anymore. They got 3 to 6. But it looks like 2 units of Noise Marines and 2 units of whatever those.
No, they're in 5. So Noise
Marines. 2, 4, 5, 2.
They're in 5 units.
2, 4, 6, 8.
They still are in. I thought noise marines still are in fives, like how rubrics are.
Maybe.
Rubrics are in fives.
And then I think that's 17 units.
Are the top? The top guys might just be regular legionaries, and then the bottom left guys are.
The bottom left guy as well.
Whatever the new unit is called.
That has a super nice heraldry as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy with the Emperor's Children crest on his like backpack, and I like the beaky. They're both beakies, but 2 beakies.
Yep. Generic
same model, just with different poses. Looks like
are they in Mark 6 armor? Is the Lord in Mark 6 armor? Like, is he? Like, look, he's got feet.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
I mean, look at this guy. This guy's got a full-on hoof.
Yeah,
I know they do get hoof. I find that. Why do they hoof him up?
I think it's just a case of like recently they wanted them to look a bit more distinct. So like they get like Minotaur-looking hooves and. One Piece Beastmen bits.
The paint job is
in the animation with the guys of Terminator.
The paint job's nice. I say like the paint job. It's like just a standard like Games Workshop heavy metal paint job. God, imagine what other people can do with this as well. So, God, we are lucky.
Although I gotta be honest, seeing all this like lime green with like the hair. For some reason, this just makes me think of like K-pop. I don't know. I don't know why.
I think like, I like blue hair or whatever better than the green. But yeah, I'm pretty sure there's an extra Noise Marine that we're about to see to reveal the squad of 6 on the left side there.
Oh,
there's definitely a model there.
Called.
God, interesting.
There's the exalted fella.
Me like you.
He's got chains on his crotch.
the pulled over skin on his right leg for our left. My God.
Yeah.
They just cooked, man. They really did cook. Although, again, like, bring your parents into it. I don't know, anything with Warhammer, you bring your parents into the shop, like, what the hell is that? For anyone who's younger, like DJ Beast, who is in fact only 12. It is confirmed. I missed a bit. What were they talking about on the screen? Assassin in the Breach? I started reading subtitles there.
I can't remember his name, but the guy I just remember is just like, hello there, welcome to Lawmasters. I talk like this. Like, it's that fella.
God, I thought I needed a haircut.
He's just, oh, that I didn't see that guy.
That's a variation.
Guys are goaded. That's
pretty cool. That's the same lord, but that's like a variation of this. As in, it's multi-part.
He's still got the groin chains and the whip. So, yeah.
Huge.
Sash.
The cape at the back is crazy good. God.
Very silent kingy, the way it's connected to his wrists or wrist, yeah. I should say.
I'm just loving it.
Even his gun. His gun's just like, mah.
God.
Oh, there's another.
There's better variations, but they're still cool.
Sword gun. It's kind of lame. Considering the last one was just like, mah. And then he's like, plasma pistol. No. That's kind of boring.
I'll be interested because if it's. I hope it's not. Undertuned when it first drops, though, because like that's like if it's overtuned, we can hack it for a few weeks, you know what I mean? But if it's undertuned when it arrives, like it kills sales literally. People are like, oh, I don't play it.
Got some fellas. I like this guy's helmet for some reason. I don't know what
it is. Those two poses, though, that's in the regular Chaos Space Marine kit.
These are just legionaries with different pieces. I don't know if it's going to be an upgrade sprue or if it's going to be a whole kit by itself. But
their legs are different, though. Like, they don't have the trim or anything.
True.
So I think it's his own thing. They might have upgrade sprues for other things, then. Maybe they have the Chaos Terminators and then they... I reckon they would keep selling regular Chaos Space Marine Terminators. So if they did World Eater one, they might do like an upgrade sprue to make them Red Butchers.
We need Red Butchers, World Eaters, please.
Well, it's interesting. They already got... Like, even now, playing regular Terminators is good.
That guy's got a girthy.
Don't do Botox, kids.
It's not his skin.
I really like that face.
And even this guy, what's he remind me of? I don't know what he reminds me of. Oh, he reminds me for some reason of the Resident Evil guys who are like, they can't see you and they just slash at you. I don't know why. But I think it's just because he's a bit messy.
A border print on Lorecrumb's win? Good question, DJ Beast.
Always welcome, brother. God. I think...
Defile objectives? What did he mean by this? Making sticky objectives? Defile objectives by making them sticky? That's what I'm hearing right now. Sheesh.
The infractors.
Very pointy, pointy. Oh,
we're getting up close and personal.
We got more trim now.
Oh, I like that
guy with the gimp mask on. Amazing.
I do like that.
Very,
guy.
Very impish children.
I feel like they could give them a different weapon other than knives, but.
Sorry. I like that this guy's got a face on his leg. Look at that. It's a face. What's going on there? This guy's crazy.
It's quite detail heavy. I'm just looking at, like, even their regular guys.
I like his midsection being twisted there. That's cool.
They had like
their movement 7 inches.
Space drugs pipe.
I'm glad that they're faster than normal space marines, and they have precision. Whoa, wow. Wow, this is pretty hype. I haven't been excited to play 40K in a while, and I'm finally excited to play this game again. Look at the freaking guy on the left. That guy looks pretty goofy. He's got his face, his eyes are like pointing out. What the heck?
Eyes going in different directions. Yeah. I think that's the paint job. He's just there.
It is like the detail level is crazy, though.
Yeah. The reveals or like the teasers that they put out for like the kind of like STL looking things looked so undetailed. And these models look so much better than what they were showing, which I'm very happy about. I like 7 inches confirmed. Hey, now 7 inches. That's pretty big, Phyllis. I mean, that's surely seven inches average. Is like that's like this. They can't even see my like this big, right?
Yeah. Oh, border
prints. 3 inches never, is much more reasonable movement screw.
I'm never too cool for you people. I'm just slumming here between schizo streams.
Nice. We'd be happy to have you. Six models. Very good. Blessed number of Slaanesh.
I don't know if they'll do anything vehicle wise. Oh, okay. Oh,
nice.
Holy so it is a six man then, but then although, I don't see
a Blastmaster. I don't see a Blastmaster.
Possibly is it a separate? It might be its own separate thing that joins it, or
I don't know. Like because normal Noise Marines have the Sonic Blasters, which are the guns that they have, and then one guy usually could have a Blastmaster, which is the bigger gun. So I hope that they add that.
I like how, like, even on those details, they paint like a swirling vortex inside, like, the canisters for.
Man, how the heck am I supposed to paint these freaking models? I'm not this good at painting. I don't want to. I might just have to get these commissioned. Amazing. Dude.
Oh, they're gonna be so much.
I think that's more intimidating than it really looks, though. Like, I think maybe. Like that's like generally like all you. I think that looks worse than it actually is, though. It might require a very small brush, though, because a lot of that is tricky to get to.
I'm also not very good at painting black armor. I've never been able to figure it out. Lucius, I love you.
It's the boy himself.
It's good.
He's wearing a corset.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the midsection there. Other than that, though, it's pretty cool.
I like it because it's like it's completely unique amongst anything in 40k, really. I mean, yeah, like, because previously it's just his stomach, isn't it? He has a stomach exposed, doesn't he?
No.
I must say,
maybe you're right. Let me look.
This is giving I Stole Fabius Wild's homework a little bit, but you know, fair enough. I like how his tongue's just like tucked behind his chest horns with this poor fella. Like, imagine being this guy. That thing's licking you all day.
I don't think his stomach was exposed. It was just like a black carapace of some sort. The heck is there? I like his old.
Weird enough, there's not as much of like. They did change some parts in which like there's not as many faces exposed.
Yeah, I was thinking that
it's
too.
More just his torso now. But I'm actually okay with it though because it looks like it's not forgotten. It's just more like it's a detail you like. You look twice. You're like, oh,
how gigantic his tongue is. It's like going all the way down to his chest, basically.
And that's not even Lucius.
This is a paint job thing. But again, it's also like, again, they've got a bit more Hot Topic, a bit more GIMP this time. It's like, there's not much pink. Where's the pink? We need pink. Yes, you got pink tongues and lashes, but still.
He used to have pink armor, though, I'm pretty sure. And now it's black, which it's purple. I think it suits him better. It suits him better. Now.
Oh, they aren't. Every face. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the Lair Blade. It just has a fancier grid.
It was all silver.
Yeah, but it's like it's just gone for a rebrand. That's
And it was like it was hooked more.
It'd be really weird. The only reason I could see him not having it is if Fulgrim took it back. But
or if another character had it. Yeah,
I don't remember him losing it in his book.
Doesn't have it either.
No. Yeah,
at least he's like
case of like. Like Fulgrim's like, I don't need this anymore. You have it. He's like, oh. And I know like the actual one's a bit more like jagged. It's got like a curve, then it juts out, and then it curves again. It's like alien. This looks more like a human sword, which I think is a mistake. I think it's like, why has it got a cross hand guard like that? I wouldn't put that there. It's a bit too chunky in the hilt. Like the cross guard is a bit too big. I think it needs to be a bit leaner and meaner. But like, you know, I'm not a sculptor. So I can't talk about
I think it should be it should look lighter. He is the duelist super fast guy.
Just notice his back leg has screaming faces in it. So it is it's more nice. Across the board than I thought.
I agree with Border Prince. I do like the old armor a bit better. But I still like this new model.
I think I prefer the colors of this one though, just because it just looks more slick.
Awful lot of contempts, yada yada. I want to see them mention the Lair Blade so I can have it confirmed, but I like the whip. I really like the whip.
Yeah, it's got little barbs on the end. That's pretty cool. And it just has like a nice like framing of him in a way. It's just like, look.
Oh, he's a lone operative that can join units. Take away too much. Whoa, that's pretty hype. Huh.
As in, like, he has low knot, so he can't be shot.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's really cool.
God, I can't wait to get... If I play someone who's
the flawless blades, yeah, the Horatio guys. I like that guy. That guy on the left looks like the guy from Mad Max. What's the head guy?
Oh, yeah,
the
one with like the white hair and the mask.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's got the exposed midriff with the tube going into his skin there. That's cool.
I don't know. Are these guys, are they bigger? As in, like, are they on the larger bases?
I think so, yeah.
Oh no, I know what the one on the right reminds me of. What's that makeup YouTuber? Is it James Charles?
The one on the right?
My gosh.
Hey, sisters.
Oh, dear.
God.
I do not like the whole freaking obsession with the elite melee units being only three dudes. It's the same thing with like Blade Guard and stuff as well. I don't like that at all. But whatever.
I don't mind just because there's so much like. Like, particularly, like, having so many models on the game already. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if some things are, like, cut. Like, I have, with World Eaters 8-bound, like, Terminators are 5-man units, and 8-bound is, like, not 3, but I like having big and chunky, and the game goes faster. Oh, my God.
Yep. I imagine these guys are probably pretty tough and really fast, or probably really fast, yeah. I guess. But I like the juice, the steroids, and the drugs that they're taking
go directly into their cum gutters. That's yes.
All right. All right.
The only thing is, this is a really small detail, but I just like this guy's got like again the bull on his knee plate with the nose ring. Like that's really small detail, but I really like that. And this guy's got like a bigger one, but it's like that's pretty cool. But like I don't know, this for me is I like the more subtle details. That's for me.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird that they have the two cone head guys and then a regular head guy. That's a weird decision.
More
to make.
Head options in the kit,
true,
though.
True. The middle guy kind of looks like a fish. I like it.
A bit like a fish.
I mean, they are immature and they're all weird and they do stuff to their bodies. So
one on the right.
He likes juice, but not his wife, like, bro. I love my wife.
Big cone head.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, juice.
That's,
I thought
it was nice. Dramatic flair. Those themselves up on stims.
got any gear, mate? God, I feel like, have you guys seen the film Snatch?
No.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a good
Only
film.
English people have watched.
Oh, Snatch. I think these are, I think he was saying that they're like slightly possessed. But
like
not
eight,
fully possessed.
Eight bound.
Something like that. Yeah, interesting.
Horrible. So they must have been they must have been 40 mil bases then.
Mm-hmm. Demonic patrons and their lore. Dark powers, extra combat powers.
I assume they can call on like sustained.
They don't
hits
actually or... get any kills. They're punished with their own deaths. Huh. Interesting. I hope it's not just another freaking Dark Pax thing. But
look at that guy.
Yeah, I like this guy. He's pretty goofy looking. I like. He makes me think of like a dual wielding grunt from Halo.
I said, do you know just the amount of them that are on like tactical rocks though? The amount of the reins that.
Oh, he's got the zebra print cloak on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I will ever paint that, but
and that's actually not that bad though. It's just thin your paint as it goes higher up.
You're goated with the sauce, Hal. I am not goated with.
Appreciate it, thanks.
It's much harder for us casuals.
Maybe I think they look more intimidating than they really are, though.
That's just. Peachy, look at this. I knocked this up in an afternoon. Oh, sorry. You like the rust effect on the kind of iron barrel. Like a kind of, he's got a bit of a scale thing going on. Oh, it's only one pass, one brush. It's fine.
How you look like a character from Train Spotting. Wow, I'm surprised you know that film.
Yeah, he's good got big film. Clam hands. But that mouth just reminds me of that video of the girl who picks up an eagle, goes, look, and just stares at the camera like, that's what it
this is
me.
This is Nessa. She's really calm, and there's just like huge eyes. The owl.
Yeah, yeah. Him and the guy looking directly in the camera.
Cause vibrations within the warp itself. These guys all have pretty crazy lore. It sounds like surgically sculpted even beyond the normal noise marine. And lying on their back is the Doom Siren. Very nice. I'm glad to see a Doom Siren.
Utterance.
they just go.
I assume that they are like they are just essentially HQ units that join slash buff your noise marines. Mm. Oh yeah,
join noise marines. Yeah.
Excessive enunciation is his power. That's me when I'm recording. I didn't say that properly.
I think it was, don't they? They roll d6 for a number of attacks as well, don't they? I think for noise marines currently. So that plus sustained hits is horrific.
Mm. They're talking about the combat patrol now, I think, which I will probably not buy because combat patrols are bad deals now.
Is it combat patrol or is it the box set?
Well, he said combat patrol, and I think he's talking about what's in it. Whoa, that guy. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's the same.
That's the guy I didn't like. Yeah, I like it now.
Okay, so there are helmet variations within the box.
That's good. Hmm. Okay, this is the combat patrol that they're showing right now. Whoa, that guy looks freaking cool too. What the heck?
I like the guy on the codex.
Oh, so the back
and
three.
There's Monkey Man. Oh, it's a unit of three. I see. Yes, baby. Yeah, freaking over a decade, bro.
20 years.
Yeah.
It's really good, but it's like, ooh. It's everywhere with Emperor's Children.
Oh, man.
And you could tell they just looked at this as like, right, we need to get rid of the pink. Mm. Just Lycra Marines now. The Doom Siren goes, Nina, Nina, Nina.
They have like things in the codex that describe the stims and the different toxins.
Scalathraxine dust. Nice. From Scalathraxine.
So DJB says, how can you tell your wife you love her?
My wife? I'm not married, brother. We did have some donations. I think I don't want to get
the
too
bank
long.
Has also just asked, "How do you love your girlfriend?"
I can advance, fall back, and still charge. Oh, as
more than Warhammer.
Six new detachments. What? Okay, I'll read it. Six detachments for just the Emperor. That's a lot. Right.
So for $199, Caleb Collins, Dawn weaponizing autism to beat Khorne, tempt Asian.
Real.
Does that mean then? Oh, sorry. So to do the donation, sorry.
Tanako Skylar for $5. Thank you. Quick, we need Colin in stream to see his reaction to the High Elves. Oh, trust us, we wouldn't see
I'm
him.
Sure, he's very happy.
He's blasted. With the awesome matter, hands five.
On the slash demons.
Salutations, gents.
Thank you.
Two questions: is there a Law Crimes Discord? There will be. It's on the
there
way.
Will be.
And would you all be interested in doing a collaboration with the Law Beards lads? Maybe.
I don't know them.
Never really spoken to them.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Jinx. Josh for $4.99. Since Transformers has been on Colin's mind lately, checking out the crossover on Wonderful Chan, you'll love it.
Transformers 2 is the only film Colin has seen.
Malachi, the true Phoenix King, yeah, baby. Thank you, Lois, 1945 for the $1.99.
I was going to say, Eli, it's like, no, he went right for it. VTuber Tearless, when? There's at least two 40K ones.
That'll be a Colin episode. Thank you for $2. Knight of Cups. Cool profile picture. Thank you for the $2. New Fulgrim is tired after a 10K year bender. Pretty real.
Mm. Why is Andy the least bullied Lorcaner? I think DJB answers that. DJB says, it's very hard to make fun of Andy. He's like your dad. Probably racist. Doesn't understand technology and loves drinking at the pub. Barry.
All right. Wow. Fine.
I was going to say that... would they say like there'll be six detachments? I assume that means then for Chaos Detach, like the Chaos Codex is coming. We've got four more to go though, which I think then probably confirms the theory like there'll be demon focused ones.
Yeah, six so detachments seems like so in. Much for just like a sub faction of something. What are they going to? How are they going to put variety? Yeah, but that's because normal space breeds have multiple like chapters seven. In their book.
No, I think just Codex Space Marines are like seven.
Well, yeah, yeah, but that makes sense because there's one for Iron Hands, there's one for Salamanders, etc. But this is just Emperor's Children. So what the heck are they going to put six detachments into? A Noise Marine one, a Melee one, a Demons one, an Everything one. Other than that, I don't know what else.
That's pretty crazy, though. If it... Do you want? Can you rewind it just a little bit, Annie? Just like the last little image of the box set, if we have it. I think. I would say like the Soul Blight ones are probably one of the nicer things from the stream as well. Obviously, the Emperor's Children will easily take first place, but you can't wait. God, like let's just look at it on screen. Mm. It looks fantastic.
Maybe there will be a Fabius Bile detachment.
Well, because no, because Fabi's bar's already got a detachment with. I think it's confirmed that he's in Chaos Space Marines normal. Chaos Space Marines there. Which I assume maybe there's one where it's like. Because currently for the world eaters, there's like a regular one, which is like it's just world eater standard. There's one focused around making sure, like, if you don't have character specific units, like non characters, just generic HQ lords, there's a detachment focus around that. I mean, like, when I picked up for like 9th edition, I picked up the Thousand Suns Codex. There was like at least like 6 different cults. So I assume they're kind of building upon what was previously done in other editions, though. And then playing around that, though. Although, again, right, with such a smaller range, it would be crazy to see, like, how many different ways can you play a group in which plays in one way, if you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that much within the range, or maybe they get quite, because, again, it'll be like the other ones, they can borrow a lot from what is the regular Chaos Space Marines. Mm-hmm. Or then again, a demon focused one, which, you know, basically get rid of the problem where, like, if you currently in 10th edition, if you want to bring in demon units at the start of edition, you could, and it was really great, but then it got a bit busted and they couldn't balance it. So then they said, okay, if you want to bring in any demon units, you have to bring in one standard group of their standard units. Like, you want to play as each one or anything from, you know, you want to bring in a Lord of Change, you have to bring in a squad of Blue Horrors or something like that. Vice versa with, you know, blood letters or other things or demonettes, other different ones. So I assume then there's like a detachment which doesn't suffer that problem, and it gives buffs to, like, you have was like, you might be like, you know, keyword buffs for things where, like, you know, you get certain stratagems that will activate on different units, though, which would be really fun, because I think again, if you're like, six is a lot, but I have no complaints, because I assume Empress Children are dropping what is about halfway through the edition, which is quite good compared to something like World Eaters at the end of 9.
Yeah.
Again, like, we're at the point where, like, supposedly supposedly we're almost halfway, which actually means that'd be like a 4-year cycle almost in terms of when the next, which is good. I think 4 years is all right. I can live in 4 years.
I've got the roadmap if you want me to put that on screen.
Show the roadmap. I'll be
So the roadmap looks a little bit like.
Is this Codex roadmap?
Yeah, I do not know.
Okay.
I mean, we've already got the Eldar, Astra Militarum, Emperor's Children, and then we've got 3 big remainders of the...
I don't think this is the Codex roadmap, because the Eldar Codex isn't out yet, but the Imperial Guard one is. I think this is just the release roadmap, like what they're showing.
No, because I assume... Did you say the Eldar one isn't out?
You know, you can't buy it yet. But the Imperial Guard one is.
Oh, so Empress Children are actually pretty. I guess you must have them in the next few months, then.
In theory.
And then, Thousand Suns are last. I
don't think this is the Codex. I don't think this is the Codex release map, because Eldar aren't out yet, and this is saying that Eldar are first.
Hold on.
But Imperial Guard are out.
But they did say they did say, was it in October of last year? They said the releases will be Eldar, Astra Militarum, and then Knights.
The roadmap, it says, so there's Astra Militarum, Eldar, Imperial Knights for 2025.
Okay,
plus more codexes, big names, and special chaos treats is what it said, which is extremely vague.
Classic.
Oh, there's also but still, someone has said there's more miniatures on the community page, if there's one on the community website. I think I also did see there was a Fulgrim Primarch, Demon Primarch book.
Very big.
Which is interesting, because I don't know if it'll be like the Angron one, in which it's like Angron is like on the main cover and he's barely in the book.
That's classic.
Right. Let me just at the moment the community page there's a Death Guard. And there's the roadmap we've got on right now. I can't see anything else.
Weird choice of picture for the Thousand Suns one. I noticed that. I think they're using like classic rubric green. Yeah, but it's
I've never seen that Death Guard
one. They're their model ones, and the other ones are not.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Probably because they don't want to show the new models yet, and then they'll change it. I don't know.
I mean, Death Guard one is it's gone. I don't know where it's gone.
Sorry,
it's nice.
This is a new Death Guard mini that's
He sure is a Plague Marine looking guy. He's got a big
Border Prince in the chat does say everything is late. They still haven't released all the rules for Middle Earth in the game launched last year.
Half of my army is sitting useless and don't have rules yet because GW hates us.
Even with the War of the Rohirrim box set, there's nothing for it.
Well, it's because they released the armies that are in the movies, but they have not released the book with the rules for the armies that aren't in the movies, and most of my armies are ones that aren't in the movies.
Damn. Oh, this is the Horus Heresy. I assume it's now a plastic kit. This thing is beefy, though.
It's cool.
Chonk.
I don't know if I feel like that crazy about it, because I was hyped up for being, I thought it was like doing the Thousand Suns thing, but it wasn't.
I've got a picture of the Emperor's Children Codex as well. It's not the same artwork we just saw.
We saw is probably the like fancy box set one.
So this is what the codex looks
when
like.
When do pre-orders happen? I want my fancy stuff. Oh, new artwork. Yeah. Oh, it's nice. New artwork. Like me some new artwork.
It's grim. It's very grim.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Plus, sweet. We've got the book for Fulgrim as well. I've got a picture of that. And then Fulgrim looks like this.
Nice.
We've seen the art, but still. Whatever's going on here. Yeah.
His artwork looks cooler than his model. Like, again, like he looks handsome in the artwork.
I'm not a fan of the. I would just, instead of bronze, I would have it silver, but I can't complain. It's still a pretty damn good piece. I can always paint it how I want to paint it, though.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see if that book is. Because I'm. Spoilers for anyone who watches my stuff. On my own channel, I am doing Fulgrim not too far in the future. So, which is really funny because Fulgrim was the first video I ever did. Don't watch that first video, it's terrible. then I redid it like a year later and I haven't spoken about Fulgrim since. But I'm currently working up to Fulgrim soon, though. Got someone special come before that, though. He's a particularly important mask he's wearing.
Someone in chat says that there's an Iron Hand on Lucius's base. Oh my god.
Oh, my brothers.
I don't know.
I will be buying this.
Champions of Slaanesh.
Does anyone know what the index card happened? Me want. If
we can... Probably won't be for like over a week, even latest.
Right, let's see. So, yeah, you got your.
Have we seen the Eldar box that's coming out? Have they not actually showed the Eldar stuff coming out yet? Is this are we seeing this early before Eldar? No way.
Or maybe we're seeing this early, as in like they're getting the hype built now, and this doesn't come out for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Or 2 months.
5 years you have to wait for this.
Or it's the price tag. Quipper, it'll be the same price, I imagine, as all the other boxes like this have been. So overpriced, but you know.
The artwork is super good though. I think it's the same guy who's done the World Eaters one previously. Mm-hmm. It looks like his work. Which is like that's 40k in a night. I love that kind of like it keeps like it's grim dark, like really over the top, but it's also like you know what I mean? Like you know you see a lot of artwork and it looks like it doesn't look like real in a weird way, even though it's like obviously a fantasy thing or like a sci-fi thing. Whereas it actually looks like I could imagine that being real and also horrifying.
Also, there's also another
gritty. That's the word. Yeah, gritty.
Hit the gritty
fantasy one.
Hit stop it. Oh, Beastman.
Little guy. Beastman. Yep.
That's pretty good, actually. The sculpture's really cool. Trousers. God, I'm looking at the Atlas thing as well? That's so bizarre.
And they've also released, we already know this, but this is also like the roadmap fantasy. Like, yeah.
Do you think they have the Death Guard model? I don't think they were ready to release, but someone leaked it, didn't they? So. That's a high
elder. I feel like Death Guard have gone a million of those like random one-off models.
I don't think they had a regular captain. Like they didn't have a model for just a regular thing. Although I don't know why they need that though.
Vampires.
So.
Could be vampires or dark elves. Same.
Mystery box.
It'll be huge.
Saw that in the chat. That's basically everything. Wow, I mean. We eating good though, Eli. Obviously, asked your thoughts though, because this was very much right up your alley.
Very Eli coded.
Yeah, we stay winning. This is my year of winning. New Eldar, new Empress Children, and elves. Can't ask for anything else. And they all look good. I didn't get Sanguinary Guarded. I didn't get anything bad. I didn't get Inquisitor Codiez. Easy. Easy win.
Inquisitor Codiez.
Best Chaos God stays winning. The best champion of Chaos stays winning. The best Chaos Primarch stays winning. It's too easy.
I will say that I'm fine with it as long as we get at least one Space Marine Captain per month to balance it out and make it fair. Also, DJB says Andy is the only guy in the stream with no bitches. How dare you? I do see ladies, and they kiss me on the mouth.
Yeah, it's all right. Conan, we don't know, really. Conan, it's not, none of your business as well. Leave us alone.
Chris Pepe says, what about Alfarious model? The Pale Spear was in one of those like rumor engine preview things, and they still haven't showed what that model is, have they?
It might be Horus Heresy, though.
There already is an Alfarious model for Horus Heresy.
Yeah,
I know, but I think they said like they might be. I mean, there was already a Horus one, but then they did another.
Yeah, the Horus Ascended is a little bit different. I don't think they're going to redo the other ones because they just finished making them like last year. They just made Jagged Icon.
Well, I think because the game might continue into when eventually Horus Heresy, the tabletop game itself, actually evolves into the Scouring to keep all the models going. Mm-hmm. So I imagine they will. There's nothing better than redoing, because Primarch models sell even if no one plays with them. Yep. So, I mean, yes, it might be an Omicron model, though. So it could be.
That'd be cool. I'd be pretty surprised, but that'd be cool.
It'd be a nice surprise. Or it could be the. If they were going down the route of, like, you're playing. Like with Codex Space Marines, if you wanted to play different chapters, there's only one really like unique HQ models. They might start going down the line of like they release HQ models for different Chaos Legions. So the current, is it Solomon, who's the current one in the book series? He's actually got part of the Pale Spear, so it could be his model.
Just the tip.
Just, you know, Honsu, Iron Warrior, whatever. Word Bearers, if Erebus, the scum himself returns to the setting.
Or if they want to do a deep cut, get Marduk from the omnibus.
God, yeah.
He's in lots, but he's like, who's Marduk? He's like, he's in all the books for Word Bearers. No one reads Word Bearers because they're just evil.
He's in the Horus Heresy books as well, like mentioned. Yeah, he's also there.
He's there, and then he gets his own free book trilogy, and no one knows who he is. All the omnibuses, no one knows who the characters
Joe.
Are.
Poor guy. Joel Edwards has Erebusy.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem to fit his name, though.
New Huron Blackheart model would be cool. That'd be awesome. You were correct, Bunny Cop.
I mean, we asked for a lot. I think as much as like I'm aware of like we always like, oh, GW, keep doing that, keep that. There's already so much like in your own ranges as well. Other things need a lot more work.
He's talking a lot about Dota 2 in the chat. My gosh.
There's only one thing I want for the miniatures, and there's only one thing I'll ever want with the miniatures. All I want, and it's really simple, I want Corsair Khan on a bike.
Never going to happen.
Corsair Khan on a bike, and then I'll never ask for anything ever again.
Never, that's ever going to happen.
On Moon Draken. Do it.
Joel Edwards says, we are all Arsenal fans, not after their recent performances. So close, brother. How's it feel? I need some people to get that. Actually, something you kick with your feet, like the American football, because it's not football. It's run ball. It's chase and run ball. I think, though, so we'll for you boys have like a regular lore stream coming up soon. Again, and we're also planning to do some tabletop simulator Warhammer 40k games. So the challenges have been sent out there. We might teach Andy to play Warhammer 10th as well, because he needs to.
Good luck.
You need to buy your Warhammer miniatures, because it's actually part of your job. It's part of your knowledge, you know, to buy Warhammer miniatures. Therefore,
I'll just buy
when you're
knights,
fighting,
so I can buy like two.
Just kidding.
I'll buy two knights. Actually, that's true, my army done.
Magnus, the Bretonian Knight guy, Mr. Mike, has beat you to the like and subscribe. once again.
Hey, I do it because I'm actually I'm the only one who remembers to say it. You know, like, find out they actually have to keep the show going. It's like at some point we had to remember we're doing something. Yeah, guys, quickly, like, I didn't, to be fair, he says I never say share the video, I said like and subscribe.
Also, we also have merch. We have merch. Well, Crown's merch, pretty nice.
Oh no, I left mine
upstairs. Pretty cozy.
Very nice. Yeah, you guys want to buy merchandise? Do it for your self-esteem.
They, do it for the love of the game.
I couldn't find the word for a bit there. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Obviously, joining along the stream, the guys who donated during the stream as well. There was
thank you very much.
Really, really generous one. If I can find the name of
thank you very much guy
again, because that was a lot of I can't see far enough back in the chat. Thank you, brother, so much for that. Really, really generous. I hope you guys were all entertained. And if you were just an audio listener, we hopefully described what we were seeing. And if not, check it out.
The name? I think I might have found it, or have I? No, don't mind me. I found it and then I lost it.
It's in big red. We'll go see it back.
Big red and then it disappeared.
I think next week should all be the regular showing, so all the boys will be here though, and we got some cool stuff coming up though. We will finally be dragging Colin into the horror. Yeah,
Heed the Carnix for $99.99. So thank you very much, Heed the Carnix.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, incredibly generous. Thank you. We'll see you guys all very soon. Hope you guys enjoyed your Friday night, and we'll see you guys all next week. Love you all, and peace out.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.